Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Here in Maine, August means blueberries and native corn. Out in Las Vegas, August means two very important conferences, one after the other, Black Hat and DEF CON, assemblies of hackers, security experts, and usually undercover government officials. Black Hat refers to hackers who are interested in seeing what computer systems they can hack into, no matter what the system is or what it contains. The term DEF CON is taken from the movie War Games, in which Las Vegas played an important role. It refers to a defense readiness condition, hence the term DEF CON. The Black Hat Conference tends to be attended more by hardcore hackers, while DEF CON hosts lots of corporate security experts and those who like to refer to themselves as white hats, hackers who probe computer systems to find weaknesses so that those weaknesses can be fixed before more damage is done. In any event, these two conferences give nightmares to companies that rely on software to make their products work, because there are usually lots of software vulnerabilities revealed by hackers at these conferences. Some say there aren't so many revelations these days as in the past, because companies like Microsoft, Google, Oracle, United Airlines, Tesla, and many more are paying bounties of one sort or another to hackers who inform them of weaknesses in their software. As a result, some old-timers say, some hackers are selling that information to companies, some of whom choose to keep it secret, rather than to give it away free, as has been the custom at these conferences in the past. Nonetheless, there still have been plenty of software vulnerabilities revealed at this year's conferences. These days, researchers are wont to send out press releases ahead of the conferences to stir up interest in what they're going to reveal in detail at the conferences. So, some listeners will probably have heard about some of these hacks already, but we bet some of them will be new to almost everybody. Two of the biggest software users these days in the digital world are, believe it or not, automobiles and the Internet of Things. And there was bad news for both at the Las Vegas events. Let's start with the Internet of Things. First of all, what the heck are we talking about anyway? Basically, the idea is that billions, yes, billions, of items that we interact with in everyday life will be connected to the Internet. They're already about 5 billion, so that they can communicate with one another and with us humans. By now, we've all heard the scenarios in which we leave work and phone home to say when we're going to arrive back home, and all sorts of things then begin to happen. The thermostat gets turned up so the house will be warm when we arrive. The porch light gets turned on, as does a light in the living room. Maybe the coffee maker kicks into action 15 minutes ahead of our arrival time so that we walk into the smell of fresh brewed coffee. The oven is on too, so in a few minutes, the casserole that we left in the oven that morning will be ready. And of course, the radio is on, tuned to our favorite station. You know which one that is. Sounds pretty swell, and this is only one of many scenarios. There are dozens of others that have showed up on television and in magazines and advertisements. Some are very practical. Maybe monitoring tools that report when an elderly parent whose faculties are waning moves from one room to another. Or maybe information from wearable monitors in clothes that sends information on blood pressure readings of someone who's recently been released from a hospital. All of this is possible because we can communicate with these devices and they can communicate with one another. Lots of potential. And companies are going all out to make the products we use in our homes become smart, from appliances to garage door openers to whatever you can think of. So it came as kind of a bummer when researchers at Black Hat revealed that the most popular wireless communication standard, the one that allows all these gadgets to talk to one another, has a major league security flaw. The software standard is called Zigbee, and without getting into technical details, it has a very big problem. Many, if not most, major manufacturers use this standard, including leading Internet of Things companies like Philips, Samsung, Motorola. So, what might happen? Well, some of what could happen might be just very annoying. Radios that start blasting at full volume all of a sudden, or washing machines that won't stop. But some things could be a lot more dangerous. Thermostats setting a furnace at maximum heat all day long, or sensors that don't sense intruders anymore, or door locks that open when a hacker wants them to. In short, whenever a home system is hacked into, pretty near anything could happen, and none of it would be good. As the headline on one report from these conferences put it, quote, "Want to be totally secure in the internet? Good luck," end quote. And that observation applies equally well to all of the devices that we might want to connect to the Internet of Things. Well, we're running out of time right now, so we'll have to get to automobiles in a future edition. For now, though, one great comfort in our digital age is that radio still comes to us very securely. So far, no one has bothered to figure out how to cause mischief with the lovely sounds that come out of our radios. And right now is our chance to make sure that those sounds, including these from the electronic cottage, keep coming out of our radios right into our ears, now and into the future. It's time to call 1-800-643-6273 and make a pledge to keep community radio coming to us all, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with music and information and art that we wouldn't otherwise find on the radio dial. So, make that call right now, and we'll continue to ponder the wonders of technology and the traps right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.